How good did it feel to run the ball as much and effectively as you did today?
Oh, man, it felt good, man. Just, you know, had an opportunity to come out here and help my team get a victory. So that's what I'm all about.
Mark, the mentality when they're kind of coming back and they're only down seven, right? Y'all gave up some points. What's the message and how did y'all fight through to
and keep fighting, you know? We were having some unfortunate series of events, penalties, turnovers, big plays by them, and, you know, punt return. You know, we had a series of unfortunate events, and that's not how we want to play. We want to step on their throat and finish them off. And we gave them some life at the end, but you don't know in this game of football. You don't know. So we were able to, you know, weather the storm. Cam had a big play down there. We had a great special teams play. Tackling down there on the one. Defense stand comes up big and gets a touchdown for us. So it's just a great team effort.
It's always the offense. But when the defense scores 21 points, you know, largely responsible for the success. How important is that for that unit and this?
That's huge, man. They were so strong today. 21 points by them. Lots of sacks, lots of hits on the quarterback. That's huge for us, man. Build their confidence, play complimentary football as a team. That's how we're able to get that big lead, man. And that's just a token to those guys, how hard they've been working, how hard they've been working as a unit, being on the same page, communicating with each other. We play football like we did in the first half. That's the goal, and we'll win a lot of games.
I know most people look at the stats and say Adrian's not here, you're getting all the carries down here, your best game of the season statistically. Just you getting a ton of carries, finding a rhythm, how important is that for you and Al?
Man, we always say that. I mean, you can ask any running back, you know, it feels good to get in the rhythm, just get in there, get your sweat going, get your second win, get a feel for the defense. And offensive line, the tight ends, the receivers, they all did a great job just blocking, and we were efficient. Alvin had some big runs, a lot of big runs, and that's what it's all about, man. We just want to get into a rhythm and be able to help this team in any way we can.
Coach said this can be a learning experience for guys in order to how to finish games. You kind of take it that same way? And then
of
maybe
course, man. There's no way that we can play like that. There's no way we can play like that in the second half and expect to be a great team. When you have a team down like that, you have to step on their throat and keep the pedal to the metal. But you know, we had a lot of penalties, some turnovers, and some big plays on special teams that we allowed. And a couple mishaps on defense we allowed, so that second half wasn't what we're about, and we got to improve on that.
Mark, do you think these three wins in a row, on a daily basis, how much does that impact the team? Guys walking around the facilities at practice.
I mean, it's fun, you know. When you're on a losing streak, it's hard, you know what I mean? So we have a confidence. We're having fun, and we're excited to go to work and continue to improve and continue to get better, man. Because we feel like we have a special group here. We feel like we can do all the goals that we set to accomplish, and all the goals we set for ourselves, they're still attainable. So we just got to continue to improve every single day. Watch this film, improve on it, learn from it, and come back to work next week.